This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Southeast Missouri State will bring it across with Rob Martin. Martin to his right, pulls up in the lane, missed it, Ring Malith rebounds. 30 seconds left, the shot clock and the game clock are almost identical. The SIUE fans rising to their feet. The greatest season in SIUE basketball history is gonna include a trip to the NCAA tournament. Rayshon Taylor dribbling it out. The shot clock and the game clock winding down. The Cougars are going to do it. Taylor is stripped. The ball is loose. And time is out. Time is out. SIUE is going dancing. The SIUE Cougars have knocked off the Red Hawks 69-48. In their 17th season in Division One, the Cougars are going to the big dance.
You heard it right there. The Ohio Valley Conference champion SIUE basketball, men's basketball team, has earned a number 16 seed and will be facing number one seed Houston Thursday afternoon in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Wichita, Kansas. And you heard it from Joe Pott. You can hear him often on KMOX sports shows, and he's the voice of the SIUE Cougars. Joe, thanks for joining me tonight, and truly tell me, who was more excited, you or the players?
Man, you're getting me. I'm getting all emotional. Again,
I'm excited. I wasn't even there.
it was, my part of that emotion is just understanding what the university and the athletics department has invested in athletics for as long as they've been making, you know, from the, when they made that transition all the way through. I know how much has gone into that. And so there was definitely a lot of emotion behind that.
Yeah, and just so first of all, you know, just the part of being the Ohio Valley Conference champion in and of itself. Then the secondly, being a part of the NCAA tournament, which I believe is, if I have it right, is SIUE's first time.
Absolutely. It is. I mean, you know what kind of event the March Madness is and the NCAA tournament, and the listeners know that, they understand that, and to see your name called, the school that you represent, and the guys that you know work so hard, to see that come up, and you know that you're in that bracket, it's pretty cool.
Can I honestly ask, are the guys even getting any studying right done right now because they are also in school, or are we just focusing on basketball?
I will tell you, the good timing is right when that that week after the tournament ended, the OBC tournament, it was spring break.
All right.
So they had a good excuse right there, and that was it was good because I know they were busy. They were being pulled in a lot of directions. The media attention has been amazing, outstanding, awesome. It's just, again, it's so gratifying to see the letters SIUE, to see it all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at two and seeing it among the bracket, right, as well, to see your name amongst what really any college team is looking to get to. There's lots of tournaments, and this is the one that everybody wants to be in. That said, of course, drawing the number one seed, Houston, you would know better than I would. What does that do for a number 16 seed who's got totally the energy, right, and the spark behind getting there, that enthusiasm, but of course facing up against a team that's got the number one seed for a reason?
They're ready to shock the world, Jen. I don't know what you're talking about. No, that's, I think honestly, truly though, that's the attitude. I think this team has played together all year. They've faced adversity. They've, you know, had injuries like any team does, but to have this run down the stretch to win those two games in Evansville, they're primed and ready. And I know that as soon as that bracket was announced, they were laser focused. Like, their focus turned to, what do we do to beat Houston?
Right. That's got to be the very first focus. And of course, getting to the game one, playing away, which is second, which is always a harder thing to do. Might there be some fans that will travel along?
I think there will be a good contingent of SIUE fans. It's not a terrible distance. Wichita is maybe 7 hours, not quite, by car. So it certainly could have been a lot worse. But I think people are so excited to be a part of this. We saw it last night during the bracket reveal. We opened up the arena. We invited fans to come. It was free of charge. You know, we had concessions and we were selling OBC championship T-shirts. But I think it was just like we thought, and Brian Brony, the head coach, and the team thought, we want to do this with our fans. We want to see this. We want them to be able to share in this. And they turned out like we could not have expected. The arena was full. It was a party atmosphere for an hour and a half in there last night. It was unreal.
Well, I'll tell you what, I remember seeing, now granted, this is the soccer contingency, but when we had the bronze boot, right, and you had the women's players, the women's game and the men's games, first the women's game, and you were there because you were calling it. I thought it was just so great. SIUE and the blazing red, really, really, I would say, sorry, SLU, but really kind of out-cheered just at this event here in St. Louis, which was, you know, not even a final. It's just more of a bragging rights game for the men and for the women. I can only imagine what the fans are going to be right, like going on the road to support their team in the NCAA first game.
You're right. And that is all, it has all just been growing. That momentum has been growing for the last several years, going back to, you can even look back at the first bronze boot we had at what is now Energizer Park last year, or 2 years ago, I guess, at this point. But that has just been building, and it's a testament to, obviously, all the great fans, but it's a testament to Andrew Gavin, our athletic director, the staff that he has brought in, and just the push we've made to make sure that SIUE is part of the community, and the community has paid us back tenfold.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, of course, like any good broadcaster, you're prepping in your game prep and in your studying of what your team's going to do and what the other team's going to do. What kind of preview can you give for the fans listening tonight?
The best I can tell you with very little prep at this point, but a little bit, is it looks like it's going to be a really defensive battle. Houston is number two in the country in scoring defense. They're top five in field goal percent defense. SIUE is not bad. They're in the top, I believe they're in the top 30 in scoring defense, top 20 in field goal percent defense. So both of these two teams really hang their hat on defense. And so it's probably going to be a little bit of a slower paced game in that regard, but it's going to be a hard fought game. Neither of the teams turn it over very much. So you're going to see a clean game, a well played game, I think, from both sides. And, you know, for as far as that goes, I think the style fits our Cougars quite well.
Awesome. Joe Pott, thanks for joining us tonight. I'm so glad you enjoyed hearing the clip. We dug that up because I said we have to play that again. I love watching it as well as listening to it. Congratulations for SIUE Cougars, and go Cougars when it comes to the NCAA tournament. Best of luck in the game on Thursday.
Jen, thanks so much. I appreciate you having me on and spending a little time tonight. Thank you.
You got it. That was Joe Pott. You hear him often here on KMOX, and he is the voice of the SIUE Cougars for, I think, all the sports. I've heard him on soccer, and of course, you heard him on the basketball call. Like we talked about, the Ohio Valley Conference champion, SIUE basketball, as the number 16 seed, and they'll face number one seed, Houston, this Thursday afternoon in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Wichita, Kansas. Tip-off is set for 1 p.m. from the Intrust Bank Arena. The game will air on TBS in this first meeting between the two schools in men's basketball. Well, we've got another segment to go. Time to talk some soccer, women's soccer. The NWSL just had their season opening weekend with some big expected wins and some tighter games than expected. We'll talk about it with Justin Horniker of the St. Louis Magazine next on KMOX.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.